Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's a new week and a new day here on Fantasy Sports Today. We open up the week with a wild weekend of free agent acquisitions in fantasy baseball. We inch closer to the first full week of the NFL preseason, and on this show, we now cover it all. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, Donald. For three, puts it in!
The Detroit Tigers won one home game in all of July. One. They only won a handful of games in the entire month. They have 13 home wins all season. The Braves are going to win more games in the next 2 months than the Tigers have won all year. It's a fact. And Green is going to get way more opportunities in Atlanta than he even came close to in Detroit. Is there a chance you think that Elliott sits out the whole year, or do you think he comes back and plays?
I would be surprised if he sat out the whole year. Again, I think Dallas really wants him on the field. They have high aspirations for this team. So my guess is he does play, but it's always difficult to predict because I don't think many people thought Bell was going to sit out the whole year last year.
No. All right, good afternoon. Welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here on FNTSY Radio. It is another week in our first Monday in August, actually, as we embark on our third month here at the network and here at Sports Grid. It's been a fun 2 months for sure. And I'm looking forward to inching closer to the football season, the fantasy football season, and certainly we are in the heat of really toward the end of the fantasy baseball season for a lot of you. So we will cover that today. We got Sean producing the program, and he is ready to go for the week. Coming up, we got Matt Sells talking baseball. And just to give you an idea how we're doing the show now, and look, it has been such a pleasure to be able to kind of control a lot of the commentary and a lot of what we do here on Fantasy Sports Today. So here's kind of the outline for what we're doing is starting today, August 5th, no announcement necessary. There's no reason to make announcements for every single little thing. I don't think so. But what we're going to do is subtly kind of change our content a little bit over here. So for this week, and I believe for next week too, we'll do a nice little 50-50 split of baseball and football for you, as I've talked about many times. I will never abandon those of you who are still playing fantasy baseball. And, of course, I'm a baseball reporter, and I want to still keep that conversation going. So every day from 12 to 1, I will be covering fantasy baseball here all this week and all next week. And then from 1 to 2, we will knock out all the fantasy football discussion. And I think that's kind of the way we'll do it. When we get closer to college football, we will completely change this around. We'll do some college football wagering, bring in experts in that field, and move away from baseball a little bit more toward football. But I still think we're a couple of weeks away from that, but I do want to make more of an emphasis on the fantasy football season because I think it now, realistically, at this time, I think we're getting to the point where you can start considering drafting a team and investing money in it. I really haven't felt that way so far. But in the second hour of the show, a no-money league that I've had, which is the Raz Bowl, is coming to a completion here. So Mike Alexander is going to be with us on the program a little bit later. Hope you guys had a really good weekend. I mentioned it was going to be a little chill time for me. That indeed was the case. Didn't really do much. A little practicing for Little League tryouts on Saturday. Had some bad weather here and continue to have some bad weather here in South Florida, which is where I live. And I caught a lot of baseball over the weekend. Of course, that's what I did. And if you guys follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish, you may have seen the news yesterday that I broke, that the Marlins are calling up their top prospect, Eason Diaz. He's going to be in their lineup today. I'm not sure which game he'll be in, either the first or the second, but the Marlins play the Mets in a doubleheader today. And I also reported that the Marlins are calling up Lewis Brinson as well. So those of you who follow me on Twitter, who else in the country that is playing fantasy baseball is all and an expert in the field, or at least an analyst in the field. I don't know what you would call me at this point. But who else in the country is breaking news for you like this that covers the game? No one that plays fantasy, that is dedicated to fantasy first. And I will continue to do that for you. So hopefully you picked up on that news and you were able to take advantage of it last night. It was arguably the craziest waiver pickup of the year. Of course, for those of you who are playing in AL-only, NL-only leagues, this was your chance to jump on a player that was not in the player pool. I'm going to get into that coming up in about 10 minutes from now. I'll go through everything that happened, who I got, who I didn't get. I made some significant moves in all of my leagues. This is like the last really big week in baseball for moves. So we'll touch on that in just a sec. Another injury to the Yankees. Man, they're just having some awful luck. Has anybody been healthy all season for them? I was trying to figure out this the other day. Aaron Hicks, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Gardner, Torres, Andujar, Sanchez. I think I just named seven guys. That's off the top. Even their pitching has been banged up. But yeah, man, Gleyber Torres is a tough, tough injury. Edwin Encarnacion broke his wrist. He's going to be out for an extended period of time. So maybe New York can dip into the waiver wire, maybe convince a Major League Baseball team to designate someone for assignment so they can pick him up. I don't know. But no real replacement for Torres or Encarnacion. And Luke Voit's on the injured list, too. Yeah. Nelson Cruz has been incredible. I don't know if you guys caught this last week, if you've been not paying that close attention to the Twins, but he has two 3 home run games in the past 10 days. Incredible. Cruz is having another great year. The Twins got a steal in him, without a doubt. Yordan Alvarez, now known as, I guess, Jordan Alvarez, hit .435 last week. Is there a chance this guy wins Rookie of the Year in the American League? I mean, 13 home runs and 150 at-bats. This guy could end up with 25 home runs and only playing a half a season. This guy's incredible, and we wondered why he got the call over Kyle Tucker. There's no doubt that Alvarez looks like the better player, as Tucker still sits in the minor leagues. He may be one of the next ones to come up if Houston inevitably decides to do that. Noah Syndergaard. Remember when Noah Syndergaard was going to get traded? Have you seen what he's been able to do? 0.63 ERA. The Mets are now 3 games back of the wild card. And, yeah, making fun of them was probably the wrong move for me. They are right back in this thing now. And they have 4 games with Miami. If they're able to take 3 out of 4... that really puts them in a nice position in the NL East. That's where we'll start today here on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next, it's time for a little 3 up, 3 down, a little baseball, a little football, a little pop culture. You know how we do it. Good to be back with you here on a Monday. 3 up, 3 down is next. Waiver wire and baseball after that. Matt Sells will join us to break that down as well. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Hour number one continues in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic face wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Morning Line.
They got him from the Orioles. He's 1-3. He's got a 7.33 ERA in four starts for the Boston Red Sox. How's that working out for you, Dombrowski? The Red Sox also sat idle by the trade deadline. Outside of Cashner, they really didn't do anything. There's nothing to speak of. And yet, David Price and Chris Sale, you want to know what the problem with the Red Sox are, don't look any further than the top of that order.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. It's Fantasy Sports Today. Happy Monday to you. It's kind of weird to say, I think, happy Monday. Most people are not very big on Mondays. But happy Monday to you. Good to be back here with you as we are here on Fantasy Sports Today. We got a little three up, three down here for you. And we'll knock that out here. We'll go through everything that happened over the weekend and discuss that as well. All right, let's start with our three up, three down here on FNTSY. There's the music. Let's roll it. Aaron Sanchez, 6 no-hit innings for the Astros. Yes. Can you believe that the Astros, again, are going to find a pitcher off the scrap heap and turn him into a potential Cy Young Award candidate? Look, it's probably getting way ahead of ourselves. It's like the smallest sample of all time. But Brad Peacock, Charlie Morton, Wade Miley, I mean, Gerrit Cole has gone to another level. Verlander's reinvented himself. It's just insane what they're able to do. I thought AJ Hinch had a funny comment afterward, basically saying it's a little bit more than like our Astros magic dust with Sanchez. He pitched well. And look, that's the right thing to say. And it's only one start. But this kind of transformation in one start is just crazy. Like, what do they do with these guys? Do they sit them down in a room and lock the door and show them things that no one's ever seen before? I don't get it. But the Astros end up throwing a no-hitter with Sanchez involved in it. And it's incredible to think that they may have stolen another player. By the way, I have to say this. Blue Jays are doing the right thing by rebuilding. And really, for the first time, the Blue Jays have rebuilt in probably, I don't know, 25 years maybe? Feels like a long time. But you got to look at these moves that they made. You got to hope that they did not screw everything up at this deadline. Like, really, like... I don't know. I'm hoping for their sake that they did not, because you look back on it now, it doesn't look like they got enough for Stroman, and then here they are trading all their bullpen arms. What exactly did they get back in return? So we'll see. We will see if it ends up working, but at least the early results for Houston are good. Zach Greinke is going to start for them this week. Now, the one positive that I will say as part of three up, three down, and starting off with that was our first batter. Here's our second trending batter. Is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Now, look, this is a major positive for the Jays. 500, 3 home runs, 11 RBIs last week. Toronto actually was playing better up until the late part of the weekend. Like, they were playing a little bit better. But Vlad Jr. is going to give you tremendous fantasy value in 2020. People are going to look at his numbers and say, he didn't really deliver on what we thought. And they're going to let him go to like the third round, fourth round. That's going to be a mistake. I think Vlad Jr. should be probably a second round pick in fantasy. That'll be too high for some. but I'm going to guess he'll end up being worth it. He's really starting to hit now, and some guys just take some time to adjust to major league pitching, and indeed, I think that is part of it with Vlad Jr. By the way, Bo Bichette has absolutely raked for them as well. So kind of a little downer on the Jays, but there is some positivity and some and possible success for them. It's just I think this is a long, long road ahead for them. All right, also trending up on 3-Up, 3-Down, we have Odell Beckham Jr. over the weekend, a story that he pulled his car over and signed a fan's Browns license plate. And look, here's what I'll say about Odell Beckham, okay? When guys are in new spots and they are part of new organizations, you know initially there's going to be that honeymoon period where there's going to be hugs and kisses and rainbows. And that's what's going on right now with Odell Beckham for sure in Cleveland. I'm not saying that that's not going to continue. I just have no idea, so I can't say that. But a very good look. Let's give him credit. A very good look for doing that. Whenever you can take care of the fans, especially fans in the professional leagues like the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA, you're doing goodwill, man. I mean, these people pay a lot of money for tickets. There are no $5 tickets anymore. Those days are gone. And so placating the fans just here and there with an autograph or a picture or a selfie is worth the time. So we'll give trending up to Odell Beckham Jr. Good job by him. Although I'm not sure that Cleveland is going to live up to their expectations. I'm seeing some numbers, by the way, where their win total is at 9 for the season. Wow. Okay. I mean, pretty strong prediction. That means they go over. They make the playoffs, right? All right. So that's what's trending up. Here is what's trending down on our show from the weekend. We'll start off with Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians. Topps Stadium Club just put out their new set of baseball cards. They do it every year, usually around August. And Shane Bieber goes on Twitter. I guess he pulled his card from a pack, or somebody gave him a card from a pack. And on the back, it lists some information about him and it says that he is Justin Bieber. So, you know, look, I think it's funny, and I think he made light of it too, which is really cool. But that error card, at least according to Darren Rovell, is selling for like $25 on eBay. Big deal, okay? But still very funny because we always kind of associate Bieber with one name, and it's always Justin, and in this case it is Shane. By the way, Shane has made a great name for himself, and it enabled the Indians to trade Trevor Bauer. Make no mistake about it, Bieber's emergence is without a doubt one of those reasons why. So if you pull a Shane Bieber card, look on the back. If it says Justin, you got yourself an error card. Not quite the Bill Ripken card where it said F face on the bottom of the barrel. You guys remember that Fleer card, the Bill Ripken card? Or you guys remember when Greg Nettles, it said Craig Nettles? This is going back too far for you guys, I think. Okay. Second trending down, viral videos of people on airplanes that are fighting, right? Viral videos on people of airplanes that are fighting. What is going on here? Are there more fights with couples on airplanes, or is it just that because that one went viral of the woman hitting the man over and over again and being tossed up, now people decide that they want to film these? Maybe this is what happens on planes now, or maybe just more people are shooting videos. I'm not really sure, but it's definitely a thing because we now have two in the last month that are blowing up beyond belief. Now, for me, if I'm going to get in an argument, it ain't going to be on a plane in front of everybody, that's for sure. But I suppose if you're very frustrated with your travel situation, it can come to that. Either way, it's trending down for me. I don't want to see couples fighting on planes. It's enough. That's my second trending down. My third one, and this is crazy. I never thought we'd be at this point in the season. April, May, June, July, even August. The Boston Red Sox have lost their 8th game in a row last night. The Red Sox, the World Series champions. You know what this is? You know what this is a lesson of? And I don't know how baseball can change this. But the deeper you play into the postseason, the harder it is to come back the next season and win again. Now, the counter to that is the Dodgers seem to do it every year, and the Dodgers keep getting back to the World Series, but they don't win it, right? I think those teams that win, they just party so hard, or but either way, what were the Red Sox doing this spring training? Not using Price, not using Sale. And Alex Cora said everything was going to be okay. No, we don't need to. Really? Well, I mean, look at the results here. The Red Sox are on the outside looking in, not for the division, but just for the postseason in general. Like, they're going to have a hard time catching Cleveland. They're going to have a hard time catching Tampa Bay. These two teams don't even play each other all that much the rest of the way. By the way, Oakland is still in it. But yeah, like a really long, painful losing streak if you're a Red Sox fan. And now you're in jeopardy of not making the postseason after winning the World Series last year. Remember, Houston won the World Series 2 years ago, and then they got knocked out in the American League Championship Series last year. But they had a lot of injuries. Red Sox don't. Yankees have a lot of injuries. Red Sox pretty much clean. What's going on with them? Hasn't been the same. That's for sure. And they really didn't attack anything at the deadline. Maybe that was more of an indictment of what they thought about this team. I'm really not sure. But we'll see if they can pick it up this week as baseball gets back into it. And that will do it for our 3-Up, 3-Down segment. Coming up next, my busiest waiver wire day of the fantasy baseball season, without a doubt. Spent time Saturday, spent time Sunday, spent time last night going through everything and what I should do. I think I came away with it all right. You guys will tell me. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY Radio. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
NFL preseason is here, and season-long fantasy football drafts are in full swing. Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package with the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts provide dynasty season-long betting, best ball, NFL content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. You could save 10% at rotoexperts.com. With promo code FNTSY, that's 10% off with promo code FNTSY, the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com. We're going to get into the fantasy waiver wire for the weekend. Sean, it was a fun weekend of baseball and a fun weekend of chill. I didn't get to chill Sunday with breaking some baseball news, but I'm hoping that you had a good weekend. Is everything okay with you? Are you getting ready for football here?
Yeah, pretty much. It's all football. It's Thursday. Every team is going to be playing on Thursday, NFL preseason. It's football season now.
Yeah, I think that that Hall of Fame game is garbage, but then you put that Hard Knocks on Tuesday. You got the first preseason games Thursday, and then the feeling is really there. College football is getting back. Yeah, I think that you turn the month to August. I think that as an industry, we should probably recognize that it's like July is still baseball month.
Yep.
But August.
And all,
yeah. I would hope that people realize that by now, just with how much interest there should be. I think football in general starts too early, but now's the time. I get it.
Now's the time. Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a fantasy baseball league, in a season-long league, and you're in eighth, and you just went through the trade deadline, you didn't get anything to upgrade your team, yeah, you're going to start naturally looking toward getting ready for your draft in a week or two. And that does make sense to me.
Oh,
so that's kind of why we're
football right now. I mean, the guys in the pit right here are talking about it as we speak. So
what's their big hot topic for today?
Dallas Cowboys defense. That was Frank Stanfield was just
Cowboys defense.
Yeah, streaming him against the Giants week one. He was just talking about that.
Wow, I got to get Frank on to talk about that then. Okay,
oh, Frank,
yeah, I always every year. Frank's not it's not a bad idea for those leagues that you draft defenses in. I'm seeing some pushback in some of the leagues that I'm in with that, like where there's no kicker, no defense.
Yep,
but you're right. If you can pick on the worst quarterback in the league
there
a week one,
every week. Yeah,
not even every week, just week one. And I've always said this about fantasy football.
Right.
If you can buy yourself a win, any win throughout the season, and I guaranteed it could happen, as an example, using, as he mentioned, that defense. I think it was last year going against Nathan Peterman, like just identifying where Peterman's going to play. Even if it's just one, even if it's just week one, where you look at your opponent in fantasy football and you know you have a distinct advantage at one position, you feel really good about that. And that's you could draft, as Frank mentions, you could draft that, go against the Giants, draft two defenses, take a second one at the end. And as soon as whoever plays the Giants in week one, you cut that defense and you just keep streaming against the Giants all season long. If that's what you want to do.
Is that your strategy? Do you do that?
I do that. It would not be my strategy against the Giants, respectfully, because they do have an elite running back that they could just slow the game down. I mean, I like to go with a team that doesn't have a running back and a bad quarterback that's going to be trailing from behind, if I could. My identification would be I would check and see who plays against Miami.
I was going to say the Dolphins, right? Yeah,
that's what I would do. You know, Fitzpatrick did have that great season last year, or that great five games last year.
That's if he starts, right?
I think he will.
Josh Rosen?
Come back
in the quarterback battle? No?
I don't think so. No. There's actually this guy that I was not aware existed until today. Hold on, let me take a look and give you the name of him. Everyone is talking about him in camp. I'll give you his name right now. He should be drafted.
Running back? Yeah.
Preston Williams.
Oh. Preston Williams, really?
Yes. Every fantasy league that you're in, you should be taking that guy in the last round. Yep.
Okay.
At least this is what everyone is telling me. Preston Williams, this wide receiver, he's been the best wide receiver they have in camp so far.
Stills over everyone else?
No. Oh yeah. He's been better than all of them in camp. But I'm not going to recommend taking him over Kenny Stills. Like, that would be dumb. Or Albert Wilson. But, you know, I'm on last night, I'm on the CBS affiliate on television. And, you know, that's the Dolphin station, is the CBS station. And so all of the Dolphin guys are there because we're all on the Sunday night show. And that was the one guy that everyone was mentioning, Preston Williams. Take it for what it is.
And what was their take on Josh Rosen, by the way?
Backup quarterback.
No kidding, really. So you're not. So what's coming out?
He may play at some point, but everyone seems to think Fitzpatrick is going to be the starter going into the year.
Good to know.
I'm just giving you my little bits of nuggets of what I got. By the way, if for some reason we jump off the air here in advance, Sean, there's like a huge storm. I just got hit a couple times, so just a FYI. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Hopefully it doesn't happen power-wise. Okay, we'll get to football in a minute. Let's get back to baseball here. Fantasy waiver wire in the NL Tout Wars format. I am now up to sixth place from 11th 2 weeks ago. My team has been on fire. I had the fourth most remaining money in terms of fab budget. Stroman, Bauer, and Castellanos went 1, 2, 3. So I unfortunately ended up with Shane Green, the guy that I've been touting all this time. I was destined to have Shane Green in the NL Tout Wars. But here's the good news is I also added Ryan Stanek. So maybe I have two closers for the rest of the season. Maybe I do. I'm not sure. But either way, that's who I ended up with. I still have a little bit of money for the rest of the season. I also added Daniel Descalzo just to kind of fill in. I'm not recommending him to anybody, but that's just an FYI. Also, in the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, I've been hovering around the midway point. I unloaded all of my budget on Dustin May, the Dodgers pitcher. I don't know how many innings are left in that arm for him this season. I bid $126, which was way above anybody else. But I'm thinking with Hyunjin Ryu on the injured list for a couple of weeks, maybe Dustin May stays up if he pitches well. Maybe he stays. Also, I added Josh Van Meter of the Cincinnati Reds for $3. Now with Puig gone, Van Meter seems to be getting some consistent playing time. He's hitting home runs and stealing bases. And if you guys remember listening to the show, and I don't know if you remember, Sean, but I had this huge Monday morning debacle where I cut Matt Beaty. And they called him up after I cut him, and I added Josh Van Meter, and he wasn't in the major leagues, and I had a dead spot on my team. And then 2 days later, they called up Van Meter, and he has been awesome. So I was so upset with a bad move, and it turned into a good move. So very rare for that to happen, but that indeed happened. In my head-to-head league, I won again. I have 11 wins. There are 4 weeks left until the playoffs, so I got a good shot of at least getting in and maybe going far. I added the Marlins' Eason Diaz for $4. I added Ryan Stanek for $1. I added Dustin May for $1. And let me summarize this head-to-head league for those of you who are listening. Honestly, it's an embarrassment. I don't think a lot of people are playing hard. I don't even know if I can take credit for even winning this league. I should not have been able to get all of these guys for $6 total. And, you know, so that's kind of that's where we're at there. More on the move yesterday, the Diaz move, and let's get into that a little bit. Eason Diaz got called up by the Marlins yesterday, and he hit 26 home runs in the minor leagues to start their season. Now, here's kind of what I envision happening with the Marlins moving forward. This is a big call-up in both fantasy and reality. I believe that he'll have an opportunity to play every single day at second base. I added him in several leagues over the last couple of weeks just to kind of stash and hold. And the only thing that's really stopping him from playing every day is basically Starlin Castro being there. But now that Castro is gone, you know, kind of to the bench or in a third base role, I think that there's a chance that they play him. I don't know what Miami's plan is as far as that is concerned. But, you know, I kind of misspoke there by saying he's gone. He's still there. It's just that they have given him some playing time and some reps at third base. I would expect a move coming where that would give him an opportunity to play. The other move yesterday that I reported was Lewis Brinson. I'm not recommending picking him up in any fantasy league. I guess that some people could be optimistic and happy that there would be a chance that he could kind of be what Miami thought he would be. But at this point, I'm not really sure that will indeed be the case. Couple of other notes from the minor leagues yesterday. Forrest Whitley looks good again. And right now, he struck out 5 and gave 1 run in 4 innings yesterday for Double A. There's a really good chance that we see Whitley either in September or next year, but we got to keep an eye on him in a big way. And also, the top minor league player yesterday in the minor leagues. First overall pick, Adley Rutschman, went 2-for-3 with two walks in short season Aberdeen. And so that's what happened yesterday. Also, just want to let you know that coming up in less than 5 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Matt Sells. He's going to hit on us with all of the fantasy news and notes that are happening. And then we'll close out hour number one. We'll get to hour number two and knock out some fantasy football. We've got a lot of games going on in baseball today. For those of you who are setting your lineups and you have to set them weekly, make sure you do it in the next couple hours, because we've got a doubleheader today between the Marlins and Mets. And that first game starts at 4:10 Eastern. By the way, Miami also with a brand new starter called up from the minor leagues. Robert Duggar makes his first career start coming up from AAA. And he it looks like he gets the start against Jacob DeGrom. So not the very best possibility, I would say. But either way, that's what's going to happen. What I will do is take a quick time out here on the show. We'll have plenty more to come. Matt Sells joins us next. We break down some fantasy baseball with Matt. Mike Alexander in the second hour of the show with some fantasy football. We got full-time fantasy also coming your way at 2 o'clock Eastern. Adam Ronis, Dr. Roto with a recap of the weekend's Flex League drafts and everything else going on in fantasy as well. Craig Mish with you here on FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We'll take a quick time out and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Game time decisions.
I told our boy Yang not to tell me or Cam to keep our head in the game, focus and concentrate. We're coming into breaks. I told him today, Cam, I said, you know, Yang, that whole focus, concentrate thing just angers both me and Cam. And then I went on to tell him, if anyone needs to focus, it's you. He's like, I got you, buddy.
Got you, buddy. Hey, got you back, buddy.
I'm the worst person to tell that to.
Watch live weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with ya. And who better to talk a little fantasy baseball here on the show with Matt Sells from Fantasy Alarm on Twitter, at The Sellsman. Matt joins us now. Matt, how are you? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me. Always good to talk with you, Craig.
All right, so, I mean, you and I were communicating even during the trade deadline. It was really enjoyable to see all those moves, but they really don't mean a lot until you put them into a fantasy perspective, which is what we do best. So let's kind of start off with that. When you saw all the moves happen, was there one move in particular that you said, wow, I got to take advantage of this? And by the way, were you able to this weekend?
So I missed out on some of the bigger name guys because I had already spent a bulk of my fab budget in TGFBI earlier this year when those three big prospects came up, like Keston Hira and Austin Riley, and you know those guys came up. But yeah, there was some crazy moves, especially if you're in an AL-only league. You just got an ace delivered to you on the waiver wire there with 2 months left to try to make a run with, you know, Zach Greinke switching leagues. And Aaron Sanchez added value with that move. So, yeah, it was certainly crazy in that respect. A lot of people dodged bullets with closers, though. Like Alex Colomé was not moved. Felipe Vasquez was not moved. So that was good if you wanted to keep your closer guys. The trade deadline was very good for you.
Yeah, now, you know, for me, it was okay because, as I said, like the one competitive NL-only league, well, I have two competitive ones, but the one that I really wanted to get Nick Castellanos was I ended up getting Shane Green. Who do you think the most valuable movers were in both the AL and the NL format, Matt? Like, in the end, I guess it comes down to what you really needed, but for me, it was really important to get some offense. I wasn't able to infuse any in one of my leagues, and I ended up getting Green, and obviously I was a little disappointed with that, especially with the results yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Shane Green went to Atlanta and already blew one of his first save chances. Castellanos, you know, he's going to play a pretty big role there in the Cubs offense, gets a boost from going to a smaller park. You know, playing time still going to be an issue. But, yeah, I think Shane Green probably was the biggest mover for the NL side. Going, you know, to a closing situation in a team that's competitive and wins games, because I think Detroit, before he got traded, had only won one home game in the month of July, I believe. So that Greinke, obviously, you can't oversell that. Trevor Bauer going to Cincinnati is a pretty big shift from AL to NL. So, yeah, mostly it was arms that did a lot of moving, not a whole lot of impactful bats did a lot of moving.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of it. Matt Sells is with us at The Sellsman on Twitter. You can certainly follow him. All right, so let's get more specific into leagues that you're playing in and moves that you made to give people a barometer for what ended up happening with you this weekend.
Yeah, so in TGFBI, it was a little interesting because they don't add minor leaguers until they actually have major league stats, unless they're drafted preseason. So guys like Dustin May and Trent Grisham weren't available this week on the waiver wire. So I'm gunning for them this week, you know, this coming Sunday. You know, those are some pretty big names that came up. Trent Grisham has been the talk of minor league call-ups of late because he had a spectacular season going in the minor leagues with, I think, 26 homers and 12 steals, and like a 300 batting average between AA and AAA. Now, a lot of that was juiced numbers from his 31-game stint in AAA, where he hit 13 homers and swiped 6 bags and hit .381 in the PCL. But so I'm going in for those guys. I did make a minor move to get Danny Salazar on the cheap, but then he got hurt in the very first game back, so that did not work out well for me. But, yeah, there was, you know, I'm in a fairly competitive league, so there wasn't a whole lot of guys available to begin with, and I'm in leagues that are ML, you know, the entire MLB, so it's not a league-only situation for me.
Matt Sells is with us. We're talking a little fantasy with him. There's no doubt that now, Matt, we're heading toward the home stretch. 2 months left of fantasy baseball. Would you anticipate any need to still have a fab budget? Do you think that things will be different in August? No one really has a full opinion as to what we can see. I think the one interesting move that happened over the weekend was Asdrubal Cabrera got designated for assignment. And reading the tea leaves a little bit, Matt, it seems like some other players, what they could do in order to make trades, some other teams, is would be designating guys, getting them off the 40-man, and then trading them to another team for non-40-man players. So it wouldn't be a great return for teams, but they'd get something back. Do you think that affects fantasy at all? I'm having a hard time seeing it.
I don't necessarily know, because I don't think you're going to see any huge waiver deadline deals like you saw a couple of years ago with, you know, Justin Verlander is the key example, as he was dealt, like, I think 15 minutes before the August trade deadline ended, like a year and a half ago. I don't think you're going to see anybody of that caliber. But, yeah, Asdrubal Cabrera did get released. Eduardo Nunez got released by the Red Sox. So, you know, you could find some minor pieces, but these are guys that are only going to play small roles for whatever new team they happen to wind up with. You're not going to find any big-time players switching at this point, I don't believe.
Matt Sells is with us talking fantasy. What are your thoughts on Dustin May of the Dodgers, Matt? He kind of flew under the radar a little bit because of the crazy waiver ads, but he was available in the NFBC. He got called up, so he was available there. He went for quite a bit in the NL formats that I saw. Is he a mixed league option too? Did you see enough in that first start to even make a determination?
He is a mixed league option. He is certainly an NL-only option. You know, he's pitching for arguably the best team in baseball, so he's going to get offensive support. He's going to have wins at his disposal. He's been the Dodgers' top pitching prospect since Walker Buehler got called up. You know, you may believe that it's Carrot Top standing on the mound, but it's actually Dustin May. He's got some pretty nasty stuff. He's got a history this year that's pretty good between AA and AAA. He did make 5 starts at AAA Oklahoma City before he got called up, and they looked pretty good from a strikeout rate and not allowing a whole lot of base runners and keeping the ball on the park, which is impressive because Oklahoma City is in the Pacific Coast League. So my only hesitation with Dustin May is the Dodgers like to mess with their starting pitchers and put them in the bullpen and then bring them back to the rotation. We've seen it happen with Stripling. We've seen it happen with Kenta Maeda. We've seen it happen with a few other guys. So that's my only concern is, will he actually stick in the rotation long enough to bring you that starter value?
Matt Sells, wrapping things up with you here on the show, Matt, and appreciate you coming on for sure. For those people who are still in the midst of baseball, Matt, and I know that as time goes on, and I know that with you over at Fantasy Alarm, I mean, you're embraced not just baseball and football. I mean, you're heavy into NASCAR. I'm reading all of your columns over the weekend, too, over at Fantasy Alarm. What would you recommend to people who are playing in competitive fantasy leagues in baseball? They're turning the corner now to football. They find themselves in 9th place, 8th place, 10th place. What is the message that you would send to those people? Do you get upset when people quit? Do you care? Does it bother you? What would you say?
It bothers me in a couple of situations. One, if it's a head-to-head league and a team stops setting their lineup because they're not in place to compete, then you're just handing free wins to people who may still be competing to get to play you down the stretch. In roto leagues, if you don't have a trade deadline in your league and you can still make trades at this point, which, by the way, you should adjust that. There shouldn't be trading at this point of the season. If you're a last place or a bottom feeding team and you're just selling your top end guys for no return, that bothers me. If it's a roto league and there's no trade deadline, that you're past the trade deadline and you know you're not going to compete, it doesn't necessarily bother me that much if a team doesn't actively make waiver claims. That doesn't necessarily bug me all that much.
Matt, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. And certainly all the best the rest of the fantasy baseball season to you. And I know that we'll be talking soon for live streams and all that good stuff. And thanks again for coming on. We'll catch up a couple more times before we put a bow on the fantasy baseball season here on Fantasy Sports Today. Thanks again.
Sure thing. It was glad to be on.
All right, there he is, Matt Sells here on our show, Fantasy Sports Today. Matt does a great job over at Fantasy Alarm, and certainly I would encourage you to follow him there. All right, let's take a look here at some of the matchups for baseball tonight as we have a couple of minutes here. And unfortunately, as we're kind of getting into the heart of the football season here, doing lineups will be a little bit tough. We're waiting for the Marlins lineup here to see if Eason Diaz or where he's playing in this lineup as he makes his major league debut. By the way, I misspoke there. Sandy Alcantara starts the first game for Miami. Robert Duggar the second. I do have the Mets lineup here. For those of you who are interested, Robinson Cano was placed on the 10-day injured list, so no Cano for a couple weeks. We got Jeff McNeil leading off for the Mets, followed by Ahmed Rosario, Michael Conforto, Pete Alonso, JD Davis. What a nice surprise he's been for them. Todd Frazier, Tomas Nido, Juan Lagares, and Jacob deGrom. Other interesting matchups today, rather than going through the whole thing, we got a little bit of a shorter lineup today, but curious tonight to see this interleague matchup between the A's and Cubs. Chris Bassett, Kyle Hendricks with a makeup game from earlier this year. Also on the mound today in Cincinnati, Luis Castillo starts against the Angels and Patrick Sandoval. Charlie Morton, probably a monster favorite tonight against Jacob Wagaspak for the Toronto Blue Jays. Morton, a Cy Young Award candidate over in the American League, no doubt about that. Can the Red Sox break their long losing streak? Well, if they can't, it's going to be big trouble. They face Mike Montgomery tonight in the Kansas City Royals. Rick Porcello starts for Boston. Again, 8 games in a row losing for the Red Sox. Yankees, with all their issues and injuries, will get a little bit of a break tonight as they face the Baltimore Orioles. Masahiro Tanaka starts against Gabriel Ynoa. Ynoa is a rookie and was just named the starter yesterday by their manager, Brandon Hyde. And then the struggling Milwaukee Brewers will take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Jordan Lyles will face off with Dario Agrizal, the rookie for Pittsburgh. And so there is kind of the abridged scoreboard, which we'll do here every day for the next couple weeks. But rather than dive into the lineups and DFS aspect of it, we're going to be a little bit short on time. What I would say is that if anybody has a question about any specific player or aspect of fantasy baseball, including the lineup, just message me on Twitter at Craig Mish, as you guys always do, or at FNTSY Radio. I'll do my best to answer those as we cruise on in the fantasy baseball season. All right, coming up next, we dive into fantasy football. Our hour number one of baseball is done. Hour number two of football is ahead. That's how we're going to do this show. You can also download our show on demand. Make sure you subscribe and like our show, especially on iTunes, on all Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Android. You can also listen to us on Stitcher, another great way to listen to our podcast as well. And by the way, if you have DirecTV and you have apps on your DirecTV, you can listen to FNTSY live just clicking on iHeartRadio. It's really amazing. I did it yesterday. You're listening to FNTSY Radio. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face to me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
But they don't put the wool in Russell Wilson's hands. They didn't do it in that playoff game against Dallas. It was too late. You know, Dallas was dominating that game. They finally gave Russell Wilson the ball. All of a sudden, Seattle's moving the ball. So it's just strange to me. I mean, theoretically, it makes Rashad Penny more valuable. They're going to run. But when I look at his team, I worry about Russell Wilson as your second quarterback there in a super flex. Other than that, I'm okay with it. Like,
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Eason Diaz got called up by the Marlins yesterday, and he hit 26 home runs in the minor leagues to start their season. Now, here's kind of what I envision happening with the Marlins moving forward. This is a big call-up in both fantasy and reality. I believe that he'll have an opportunity to play every single day at second base. I added him in several leagues over the last couple of weeks just to kind of stash and hold. And the only thing that's really stopping him from playing every day is basically Starlin Castro being there. But now that Castro is gone, kind of to the bench or in a third base role, I think that there's a chance that they play him. I don't know what Miami's plan is as far as that is concerned. But, I kind of misspoke there by saying he's gone. He's still there. It's just that they have given him some playing time and some reps at third base. I would expect a move coming where that would give him an opportunity to play. The other move yesterday that I reported was Lewis Brinson. I'm not recommending picking him up in any fantasy league. I guess that some people could be optimistic and happy that there would be a chance that he could kind of be what Miami thought he would be. But at this point, I'm not really sure that will indeed be the case. Couple of other notes from the minor leagues yesterday. Forrest Whitley looks good again. And right now, he struck out 5 and gave 1 run in 4 innings yesterday for AA. There's a really good chance that we see Whitley either in September or next year, but we got to keep an eye on him in a big way. And also, the top minor league player yesterday in the minor leagues, first overall pick, Adley Rutschman, went 2-for-3 with 2 walks in short season Aberdeen. And so that's what happened yesterday. Also, just want to let you know that coming up in less than 5 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Matt Sells. He's going to hit on us with all of the fantasy news and notes that are happening. And then we'll close out hour number one. We'll get to hour number two and knock out some fantasy football. We've got a lot of games going on in baseball today. For those of you who are setting your lineups and you have to set them weekly, make sure you do it in the next couple hours, because we've got a doubleheader today between the Marlins and Mets. And that first game starts at 4:10 Eastern. By the way, Miami also with a brand new starter called up from the minor leagues. Robert Duggar makes his first career start coming up from AAA. And it looks like he gets the start against Jacob DeGrom. So not the very best possibility, I would say. But either way, that's what's going to happen. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live. Or if you're listening on demand, this is FNTSY Radio.